This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is continuously making efforts to preserve priceless heritage sites in India. He informed about an important discovery made in Malhar, Chhattisgarh under the Gyan Bharatam Abhiyan. Addressing the nation in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said that three rare copper plates have been found there related to Maharishi Balarjun of the Pandavansi dynasty of the 6th and 7th centuries. The Prime Minister also mentioned his recent visit to the Netherlands, where in a special ceremony ancient copper plates from the Chola period were returned to India. Mr. Modi said people are sharing joy and expressing pride, and the Tamil community around the world is also particularly enthusiastic about this. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has urged the people of the country to take utmost care during the prevailing hot weather and follow the guidelines issued by various government departments in this regard. A high-caliber bomb was successfully tested today at the Terminal Ballistics Research Laboratory, a facility of the Defence Research and Development Organisation located in Ramgarh in the Panchkula district of Haryana. The test was conducted amidst comprehensive security arrangements and under the supervision of senior officials from the Air Force. According to officials, the trial was successful and was executed in strict adherence to established safety protocols. On the occasion of World No Tobacco Day, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today commended the Sela Warriors of the Indian Army under Gajraj Corps in collaboration with the civil administration of Thingbu for organizing a free medical camp benefiting over 200 villages. In a social media post, Khandu said beyond safeguarding the borders, the Indian Army continues to make a meaningful contribution to the health and well-being of our border communities through such initiatives. The CM further extended his appreciation to all those involved for their dedicated service and commitment to public welfare. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Men attended the closing ceremony of the Din Dayal Upadhyay Prasikshan Maha Abhiyan 2026 for Siang Zone 2 at Roing yesterday. The DCM in a social media post informed that the training program served as a vital platform to strengthen ideological clarity, organizational discipline and the spirit of service among the dedicated karyakartas. Main added that, rooted in the ideals of Pandit Din Dayal Upadhyay, integral humanism and antyodaya, it reaffirmed our commitment towards nation-building, good governance and inclusive development. On the occasion, the DCM also felicitated renowned social workers of Dibang Valley and Lower Dibang Valley districts. Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta, along with Minister for Transport Ojing Tasing, today flagged off a fleet of new luxury buses under the Arunachal Pradesh State Transport Services at Khonsa. In a social media post, Mr. Ojing emphasized the significance of the occasion, stating that it is the first ever luxury bus owned by APSTS alongside the introduction of sleeper bus services for the very first time in its history. The minister further said that as APSTS celebrates its golden jubilee, these milestones reflect the unwavering commitment to modernizing public transport and elevating the travel experience for our people. Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta was on a day-long visit to attend the valedictory session of the APSTS Golden Jubilee celebrations at Khonsa. MP Lok Sabha West Tripura and former Chief Minister of Tripura Biplab Kumar Dev arrived in Tawang today. The MP, who is on a three-day official visit to Tawang, was received by Additional Deputy Commissioner Tawang Rinchin Letta along with Superintendent of Police Tawang Tasi Darang and Deputy SP Tawang Tasokato at Vivanta Tawang. On arrival, Tawang Police presented a guard of honour to the visiting dignitary. CBSE has said that it is closely monitoring vulnerabilities in the OnMark portal of a service provider that were recently flagged in the public domain. In a social media post, CBSE said that an expert team of cybersecurity professionals from various government agencies and Indian Institutes of Technology has been deployed over the past few days to fortify these systems and also to take the portal to a more secure setup. In badminton, Indian men's double pair of Satwik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty wins the finals of the Singapore Open tournament today. Indian pair defeated Indonesian pair of Muhammad Shohibul Fikri and Fazer Alfian 18-21, 21-17, 21-16 in the final match. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.